When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio if you've got internet access, and that means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say that, it's a beautiful sunny morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest after a quite windy, stormy, rainy day yesterday. But everybody's here. It's a full house, as always. Animal World's production engineer is here. Good morning, Mike Roberge.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this bright, sunny morning?
I am doing well. Good. I do have some follow-up on our weather prognostications from last week.
Ah, yes, I was reading online about that, too, in the El Nino stuff.
Well, there seems to be a conflict, a difference of opinions.
Ah.
Because there is the Farmer's Almanac.
Right.
And then there is the old Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, you mean there's the oh.
I can only assume that the old Farmer's Almanac predates and is, and is older than the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
And I usually look at the old Farmer's Almanac as is sort of my source. And they're the ones, that's what you saw, that said, hey, it's going to be wetter and cooler and greater than average snowfall. For the winter.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what somebody told me.
And they take a regional look at Washington State, Oregon, and Northern California, but west of the Cascades. That's sort of their region that they're saying is going to be a little cooler, a little wetter, and with some more snowfall than usual.
Huh.
That's the old Farmer's Almanac. Now, the Farmer's Almanac is consistent with NOAA and the National Weather Service saying that the region, and they define the region as Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho. So the geography is a little bit different.
Okay, yeah.
But they are saying that it's going to be a little bit warmer than normal and a little bit wetter than normal, which is, again, it's consistent with the maps from NOAA and the National Weather Service. So I'm not sure if I've helped or added to the confusion. But this is unusual because
no matter what happens,
somebody's going to be right.
You can say,
somebody's going to be wrong.
Yeah, we covered the bases.
Yeah.
So now I guess we just have to wait and see.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I thought it was interesting because yesterday was such a blustery, rainy day today, and I was blown away when I watched the news last night, saw the flooding in Tacoma and that big old stadium that flooded and all that stuff. It's like, whoa, really? Because, I mean, I'm so grateful for where I live because just those issues don't exist in my little neighborhood. But I got almost an inch and a half of rain, 1.39 inches yesterday. That's quite a bit. Now, I've had more in this climate change weather we had, but 1.39 inches and some wind, but not huge, and a few little limbs here or there. So all in all, I fared very nicely. But I noticed on the news last night, looking at the weather, talking about all the rain and looking at the radar, and the gal was saying that actually some snow fell in the mountains at like on the Cascades, 9,500 feet or something. Now, I come the opposite direction, so I wasn't looking at them this morning. I'll look at them when I drive home. Yeah, we can't see the Olympics. Let's take a look at the Olympics, but we're clouded
not today.
In.
Maybe later.
Clouded in, we can't see them yet. So I'll have to report next week if I see any snow on the caps of the Cascades when I drive home today. But I thought that was encouraging that there was a little snow that fell.
We'll take whatever we can get. And just a note on that high school stadium. It's actually Stadium High School
in Tacoma.
It's a really cool old stadium. It really is a bowl.
It is. And it is.
It's prime time real estate because you can look out over Commencement Bay. And it's just it's just a gorgeous old facility. It's been around for a long time.
Well, apparently this isn't the first time.
Flooded. In fact, last August they got flooded out big time by one of those rainstorms, and actually a sinkhole developed where they actually had to close it down and re-engineer the sinkhole.
I mean, in the stadium?
Yeah, right on the 30-yard line.
Oh, wow, in the bowl.
Wherever
because
they
it looked like a reservoir last night.
Yeah, just water just
roaring
down.
And the pictures, it was like, you know, looked like if you saw just that photograph of the cement stairs and then the water pouring down, you'd think maybe it was a created waterfall, man-made one or an effect somewhere, but it wasn't. It was like, wow, really? I was totally unaware of that during the day yesterday and all of that. And apparently power outages in a number of places. But so I'm very grateful to live where I live.
But it's sunny out right now.
It is. It is. It's
for
beautiful.
A while.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, apparently there's another storm coming in. But bright and cheery behind the glass in her mood studio, that would be Animal World call screener Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Did you get winded and rained on yesterday?
Well, you know, we're out where I live. I'm on the east side of a hill. So we don't feel the wind as much as everyone else does. But
okay.
I did hear some power surges going on out there.
How do you hear power surges?
Well, it just has this hum thing that happens.
What?
I think that's the power surge. Just a
hums in.
An electrical...
You actually hear it as an audible sound?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, a few times.
Huh.
Outside, yeah. So...
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it's a transformer... blowing or something. I don't know, but
interesting.
Yeah, but it was magnificent. All the rain and melodramatic.
Yeah, I stayed inside. Robbie didn't get to play much. I was like, okay, we're getting it over with, playing now, and the break in between the rain. Oops, raining again. Back in we go. I'm a fair weather Frisbee player.
Well, that's what happened for us too. Is we're babysitting my granddoggie, so. That's about the only time I got out. But anyways.
All right. And then to fill out our table, as you are all expecting, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday. And we have our Harmonic Energy Shifting Specialists in the house. June Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. Good morning, June Paul.
Good morning.
And it's so nice to have you in the studio. And the energy is so lovely with all your acutonic forks and the puas and the didge and the Tibetan bowls and bells and all that good stuff. And so we'll have
travel light.
No, you don't. Well, but you do travel lighter than you used to
because you used to
come in with a big suitcase full of stuff. And you found a way to kind of congeal things and make
it
a little easier.
We actually have pretty much the same amount of stuff.
Right. You just pack it differently.
Yeah. Packing is key.
All right. And so let's see, because we're all in different areas. I'm out in the Monroe-Salton area, and Mike's in the Green Lake sort of area. And then Kathy's like in the Sammamish sort of area, but east side over there. And you guys are like in the Everett.
Yeah, we live in Everett.
Need to work in Seattle. So how did you guys fare with the storm yesterday?
Well, it was very windy in Everett. And we had actually a matrix study group in Seattle yesterday, so we came in to town, and when we came in, it was raining really hard.
We crossed Aurora at 105th, and the intersection was flooded, and people walking across the crosswalks were up to their ankles in water.
Wow. And they did show some people on the news last night digging leaves off of drains, because I think I live in the land of no sidewalks, so we don't have drains like that need to be cleared. But in the city, you have to remember, especially if you're in a neighborhood, as we're this time of year, and as the leaves are falling, is get out there and clean those drains off regularly, because that makes a huge difference. They had a picture on the news last night of a gal, kind of like up to her elbows, scraping leaves away from a drain, and then all of a sudden there's this big whirlpool, and everything's going, wow, look at it go! Because it was going down really fast, but... I can remember doing that when I was in Laurelhurst taking care of my dad because there was one rainstorm where it was like a river coming down the big hills. But you remembering to get out there and sweep off those yeah. drains makes a huge difference.
Yeah, there was a lot of big water. We sort of because we walk with Magic because we don't have a yard.
So. Magic would be your standard poodle.
Yeah, so we have multiple times of daily walks, and we have kind of created a thing where we try to create a window of
dryness,
relative dryness, and uh-huh. we were pretty lucky with that yesterday. We actually managed to be dry almost every time that we wanted to walk her, even though, you know, yeah. just sort of a space between the thing.
Yeah, I did the same thing with Robbie, although he would have liked to play more, but it was like, okay, there's a break in the wind and the rain, let's go out and play. And because, of course, I, you know, live in the forest, so if it's really windy, it just feels a little wiser to stay inside because yeah. there can be blowing stuff all over the place. But fortunately, the winds were not that big up in my area yesterday.
Well, they blew pretty hard where we were, but I was surprised when we walked this morning that there wasn't more debris in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and I didn't see that. Now that you mentioned that, driving in, I'll often see the remnants of the windstorm, you know, on the roads coming out of, mm-hmm. of my neighborhood, sort of thing, and getting down into Monroe proper. But there was no debris.
I think since we've had several of these storms, a lot of the stuff that was gonna
blown
that was
out
vulnerable
already.
Has already come down.
Yeah,
it's only when it happens in our neighborhood when it happens on Thursday, which is when you put the garbage out, that it turns out to be a mess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Sunday's my day to put it out, so mm-hmm. The storm's over for now. But so weatherman Mike, when's the next storm due in? Isn't there one coming? They were saying last night someone's coming.
Well, I think they're backing off a little mm-hmm. bit because last night they were talking about a new weather front. This morning, they're, you know, it's actually looking okay, dry for a while. There may be, I think what's happened is that we're just going to get a tailing of the storm as it moves through, so we're not going to bear the full brunt.
Cool.
But what I saw this morning actually looked fairly favorable for the rest of the week. I'm not sure about next weekend.
Oh, well, that's a ways away.
Yeah, although tomorrow will probably be wet.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever. We can always use the water, I think, as long as I just like it to be in a reasonable amount. Mm-hmm. And there was an area down in, I think it was down in Tacoma somewhere, where they're having to regularly sandbag and stuff to keep water out of their homes. And it's like, oh, man, I'm sure grateful for where I live. Okay, so today it's Harmonic Energy Shifting Day, as I said, and primarily what we're going to be doing is taking your phone calls so that Jude and Paul can work their remote magic and they can do a lot of things remotely, because you can work on the humans, you can work on the animals, you can work on the environment, or a space or a mm-hmm. property or a situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pretty much
it's all energy and it's all fabric of the matrix. So what we do is just plug in and see where it takes us.
Yeah, and I continue to be amazed at how powerful your remote sessions are. And I can directly speak to it this morning because I had a remote from you last week. I had helped a friend cleaning out a house and had been unwise in terms of lifting a box, and so my lower back was really sore, and I had kind of unbalanced my pelvis and hip and stuff, and so I was pretty gimpy and sore and all of that. And I'm amazed that you did a remote for me. And you call it like virtual adjustments and mm-hmm. stuff that you do. And it's still, even though I've experienced so many times with you, every time it's just like, wow, everything feels okay now, you know? And my lower back, you know, he had started, you know, healing up just fine. But all of the issues of the imbalance and stuff was really all worked out and shifted in the remote session. So anyway, thank you, and it amazes me.
Well, it's very much fun, and again, it's because we're not really separated, even though mm-hmm. you know you're there and we're where we are and like that. It's it's all fabric of the same energy and the same ability to communicate with you know, making a portal to just sort of reach your energy a little bit closer. And so for us, it's been the remotes just kind of keep growing in terms of their fun and their accessibility. And, you know, the more different kinds of remote sessions we have, where we're doing spaces or we're doing people and their animal friends, or we're doing something that, you know, that sort of makes us even more aware of our ability to be at one with all of that.
Yeah.
And then just to sort of tap into it.
Well, it really is quite wonderful. And I find them equally powerful. Now, it's different than mm-hmm. being in person with you. And of course, I love to be there and to be with, to be able to hear the gongs at the time and be in the energy and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's really wonderful. But it's equally powerful in a remote session. So folks, if you're out of the area and can't see Jude and Paul in person, remotes are a really great way to go, and they're powerfully healing. And isn't it just a little coincidence that I'm mentioning those right now and got into that? Because now I'm remembering you're going to do
a little special for remotes for the fall, for the rest of, you know, sort of celebrating October and Halloween mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Anybody who calls and schedules a remote during the month of October, even if your remote is scheduled for like November,
right?
$25 off on the normal cost of the remote.
All right. So,
and also what we offer with remotes, an option is what we call a sound signature, which means that we go in after we do the remote session and we make a MP3 recording of the instruments, the sound healing instruments, the sound instruments that we use during the remote. That's just kind of usually about 8 minutes or 10 minutes long, and you can sort of replay that while you're reading the. I mean, we also send people an email that. Kind of a report of what showed up and what we played with and how we played with it and suggestions of what they might actually do also to sort of enhance the session. And so so you can add, you know, $15 to your
remote
session and get a sound signature that you can also listen to and kind of replay. And, you know, that also gives you a little taste of the experience. We always say with the sound signatures and the sound portals, to use earbuds or earphones, because it really does give you more of a sense of how it feels to be in the room with the gongs. And so it's, you know, not exactly like being there, but it's the next best thing.
Yeah, very cool. And I have to say that reminds me, too, that I know from some of our listeners who have called in the past for remote sessions with you here on Animal World, you know, we archive the shows on the Animal World website for a period of time. Now, they don't stay up forever, but they stay up at least for a couple of months until the next show we do. But listeners have reported that what they do, they get the energy healing, shifting, whatever you want to call it, on the air. But then a period of time later, they'll go back to the audio archives and listen to it again. And that they feel
reboots,
it helps again. So you can listen to the archive of your remote on the air here over and over again. And the same would apply to that would be a good reason to getting the sound signature. Mm-hmm. So just remember, you or anyone you know that wants to book a remote with Jude and Paul from Whispering Dragon, if you book it within the month of October, you get $25 off.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I'm thinking about it, if you want to make contact to do that, you can. Can they make appointments through the website or just
they
no.
can
they can just
contact
general.
Us about calling them? But we really like to
you can
talk
contact
to them.
Through the website, which is whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, and their phone number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then just letting you know that we'll be taking care of our advertisers and sponsors here in a moment, but then I've got a little business to take care of. I've got a little follow-up and one good news that I couldn't share on Facebook, and then to tell you what's going on Facebook. So probably be about 9:30 that we'll start taking calls. They're already coming in. And at any rate, Now, and this is, as a matter of fact, one of our regular listeners and who's on the line is actually one of the people that I hear from that listens to what happens on the air, listens to it again, and then it makes a big difference that they feel the healing again the next times that they listen to it. So let's see. Before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, why don't we, let's stay on time. And that means that we have to officially start the show.
Okay.
We really haven't started the show yet. I don't know if you guys were here, but it's not official until we invoke the presence of the great saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so long, and that would be, of course, Saint Francis. And it's Sunday, so I have a couple of little Saint Francis prayers that I like to share with you just to get things rolling. So let's do that. And the first one is the shorter prayer for our animal friends, and then I have a little longer one for us humans. So the first one is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope, and where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All right, we're official. We've started now, and we're going to stay relatively on time here, take care of our advertisers and sponsors. When we come back, we'll take care of the little bit of stuff I have to share with you, and then we'll go right to the phone lines. So if you would like to get in line and grab a phone line while they're open, and by the way, I want to let you know that it's if you're going to call in today, call in this hour, the next hour, as soon as you can, because round about 11:30 or so, if you were here when Darcy Pariso was on the air last month, we talked to Rick about Tycho, and he's the Basenji that we've been chanting for and so forth. They're busy this morning, but about 11:30, we're going to bring them up for Jude and Paul to do a session with them. So I want to make sure that the rest of you have a chance to get in, because I don't know how many calls we'll be able to take after that. So call in early if you can. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things? Or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling here on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you just heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I wanted to let you know kind of what's going on there. And I don't know if you know this, but now, I always thought that yoga was just yoga, physical postures, but there's a bunch of different kinds of yoga, and the physical postures are called hatha yoga, and then there's spiritual yoga and kriya yoga, a bunch of raja yoga. Anyway, the Institute of Living Yoga now offers advanced, and this would be hatha yoga courses, leading to Yoga Alliance 500 level RYT 500 certification. Now, I have no idea what that means, but you yoga people out there will know what that means, and you can get it now. And you can visit www.instituteoflivingyoga.org for details on that. They also are doing a yoga sauna intensive series, and there's one more workshop Saturday, October 31st, and it's Yoga for Healthy Knees. So if you need healthy knees, Yoga for Healthy Knees, Saturday, October 31st, 1:30 to 4:30, and that's in Bothell. And then if you don't know, Ananda has now started Sunday morning meditation and mini services at East West Bookshop. They do it before the show opens from 9 to 10 a.m., but if you want a little spiritual boost Sunday morning, you can go to East West Bookstore from 9 to 10 a.m. Okay, let's see. And then, of course, you heard about our wonderful Darcy Pariso, animal communicator, medium, Reiki master extraordinaire. Love to work with her and have been talking to her a lot lately because she's been part of the team working on Tycho. And boy, is she good. So if you need to communicate with your animal friends or, you know, your loved ones this side or the other, she's a great one to work with, and she's got a special deal. She works via email, one or two quick questions for $15. That's really reasonable.
And actually, Darcy and I and another friend, amazing creative artist, body art henna person, are doing a combined event in November on the 14th.
Oh, wow.
Doing what we're calling a spiritual salon. We book three-hour block either in the morning or the afternoon, and you get to see all three of us, and there'll be more information on our website.
This is the first time I think I'm hearing about this. Uh-huh. So somebody needs to get me information for current events.
Yeah,
that sounds really great. Is it going to be at Whispering Dragon?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you'll get to work with you and Paul
and Darcy and the henna gal?
Yeah. Paul's probably not participating so much because he and Magic are going to go have fun. So it's going to be me doing the harmonic stuff and Darcy doing her intuitive stuff and Lauren Habenick doing body adornment.
And I've seen what she's done on you. It's really cool.
It's beautiful. She does incredible work.
All right. So stay tuned for more details on that. It's going to be in November?
November 14th.
November 14th.
Can either book like 10 to 1 or 2 to 5.
Oh, excellent. That sounds really great. Cool. And if you need to get a hold of Darcy, darcypariso.com, or you can give her a call at 425-280-5132. Okay, then let's see. Well, and I'm going to shoot for current events around 10:50 today. There's a bunch of stuff on current events, but whether or not we're on time with that, who knows. We will be doing a missing link in designing health giveaway at some point today. And let's see, I have some follow-up from last week. Remember, last week was Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we had towards the end of the show, I think between 11 and 11:30, Aline Fortgain was on Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. And we were talking about our elephants, Bamboo and Chai, back at the Oklahoma City Zoo, and the baby elephant that had just died, and that, you know, now their other baby of this herpes thing, and that all of these elephants carry this herpes, and then there's the other young one that is now really at risk, and all of that. Well, our wonderful animal world vet, Dr. Bill Burlingame, who has the phenomenal Raymakers immune support products, he emailed us, and it was late enough in the show that I guess Mike didn't have a chance to get it to me, so I wanted to tell you now. But he sent an email in, and he said all of these at-risk elephants would greatly benefit from Raymakers immune support products. So, you know, they do livestock stuff. So he wouldn't have suggested this if they didn't have a product that would work for elephants. So if anybody's got any contact ideas or has a connection somehow, the zoos, they really need to know about this, because they're a serious problem with the herpes virus and these young elephants being so at risk. And until and unless, you know, it's eradicated, and even if they go to sanctuary, it could still be a problem. So we need to get the word to somebody who could actually do something, that they need to talk to Dr. Bill and get on this immune support, because maybe the other young elephant doesn't have to die from this. That would be very cool. And then what else do I? Oh, I wanted to share with you. I thought this was enough good news, and I couldn't figure out how to put it up on Facebook, but I thought it was worth mentioning. And that it has to do with our own Humane Society here in Factoria. They had a 3-day free adoption event recently, like 2 weekends ago. And the press release that came out, I'm really impressed. I mean, I thought it was great that they were doing a free adoption event anyway once in a while to do that, because a lot of people that would like to have animals as part of their family or adopt them, you know, can't afford the fees and all of that. But listen to this. They did an astounding adoption of 249 wow. dogs, cats, and rabbits into new homes during that adoption blitz. And it was October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And the celebrated pet adoptions included nearly 100 puppies and kittens, Bart, a 1-year-old special needs dog who was a guest at the Seattle Humane for 14 months, Marty, a cat who spent 14 months at the shelter, and more than 20 senior pets over the age of 7.
Wow.
Now, listen to this. Each no-cost adoption included about $520 in services, aided by a generous grant from ASPC's Mega Matchathon, presented by Subaru. And every dog and cat adopted from Seattle Humane had been vaccinated, microchipped, health checked, spayed and neutered. All dogs are temperament tested, and most dog adoptions came with a 6-week obedience training course and a free month of pet insurance. So, I mean, how great is that? I mean, I just think the Seattle Humane deserves some kudos for that. That was really good. Now, the last thing before we get to phone calls, got to tell you that, hey, we're on Facebook now, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and that's where I do all my, I put all the good news about animals and occasionally some something else we need to know about. But I try to focus on the good news about animals and the fun and the entertainment and all the great stuff and educational stuff that comes out about animals during the week. Well, I was a busy bee posting this week. Over 30 things posted on Facebook. So I'm going to give you the highlights, and now I'm starting at the top of the wall going down. So you'll have to scroll down to get all these things. I think one of the first is a cute... It's about when a baby elephant wants to cuddle, and it's a baby elephant and a little boy rolling around cuddling. It's just really cute. A really great story that really touched my heart. I think it was down in California, and a mini like cruise ship that somebody on the ship bonded with a kitten on the deck on the dock before they left. And darn, the kitten wouldn't be left. And the dog jumped in the water to swim after the boat. So you got to go to Facebook to figure out. It has a happy ending, or it wouldn't be on. But it did, you know, it's a really great rescue story. And give us a like while you're there. Okay, now one of my favorite things on the Facebook page is the victory for orcas. Did you hear that? The powers that be that were set to approve or disapprove SeaWorld's permit to do the big expansion thing that they want. Pretty neat, because they approved the permit. However, they put in some buts in there that they had said they were considering doing, and SeaWorld got in a big huff and said they wouldn't approve any of that kind of stuff. Well, the permit committee made the ruling anyway, and they've said that, okay, you can do your improvements, but you're not allowed to do any breeding in captivity. No more breeding of orcas, period, at SeaWorld in San Diego. And they are not allowed to bring any more orcas in from any place else or send orcas any place else. This will prevent them from putting them at other aquariums and bringing them in from other places. So essentially, I would be shocked if SeaWorld will go ahead with the expansion now with these rules in place. And to me, this means the beginning of the end of captive orcas, at least at SeaWorld in San Diego. And you know what that means. Anyway, so you can read the full thing the cutest video of a cat sitting on a gal's guitar while she's playing and singing. It's just adorable. Interesting research coming out that there's an injection that may be able to be used at some point to instead of spaying and neutering dogs and cats. And I put the link to the study and the results there. And I put a thing that I'm not sure how I feel about this, and asked you, what do you guys feel about it? And I don't know. We could have you guys, June Paul, you tune into this, and would an injection that it's working with mice apparently. But anyway, it's up there, and so something to consider, because it sounds like it's only a matter of time. A great homemade toy for you and your cats, and they call it the Carnival Whack-A-Mole. And I don't have time to explain it to you, but it's hysterical. It would be very easy to make and would be great for a couple of young cats. So you can check that out. All kinds of rescue stories, fun stories, great video. The sad news is I did post the video of Chai at the Oklahoma Zoo, you know, engaging the stereotypic behaviors, this the boredom stuff. So if you don't believe it's happening, you can see it. It's there. Oh, and then my second favorite is a new scientific discovery that I think is huge. They have discovered that mealworms eat styrofoam.
Oh, yeah, I've heard.
Did you see that?
How cool. I heard that actually a little while back.
Okay, well, this must be the thing that came out with the publication of it in whatever journal or something. But the mealworms eat styrofoam, and they actually benefit from it themselves. And whatever they don't process within them and use comes out in biodegradable excrement. So how cool is that?
Really cool.
Yeah. Now, and I think this is kind of a boat of the future. We will find things that will allow us to really clean up the environment if we choose to do so.
It's all here.
We just have to discover it.
It's all been provided.
Yeah. And I like the masters told me, I don't know, 20, 25, 30 years ago, that at some point we would discover a bacteria or something along those lines that would eat the radioactive waste. Mm-hmm. So we could get rid of all of that safely and turn it back into... So, like I said, it's all here. We just have to discover it. Let's see. And I put a petition up there. I don't often put up petitions, but because and I had sort of stopped signing a lot of stuff because, you know, I think a warrant came out said they really don't do any good and all of that. But the permitting committee that made the decision to put these rules on to the approval for SeaWorld about, you know, no breeding, no in and out of whales, they specifically said it was because they were inundated and had over 120,000, you know, signatures and email and stuff from people all over. And it was primarily because of all the public outcry that they made these rulings. So I think these do help. And this is a petition to get the military to change their ways and allow all war dogs to bring all war dogs home, because sometimes they don't bring them home. They leave them, abandon them in the countries where they're working, to bring them all home, and that to always give the handler the first option to adopt these birds. So to get these war dogs home and allow the handlers to have them. Interesting article on what's happening at Chernobyl, and there are no humans there now, to see what's happening with the animals. And it's pretty amazing, the new species that are taking over the area, if you're interested in that. And then, okay, a really good Fences for Fido, and I got to interview these guys sometime coming up, and a reporter that saved a dog from the fire zone. But my favorite entertainment video, you have to go down and scroll and see this. It's a video of water, ocean somewhere, beautiful, with a paddleboarder out in the, and some whales underneath them. And it is set, it is spectacularly beautiful scenery, but it's set to one of the most beautiful versions of John Lennon's Imagine that I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. It's really, really beautiful. So, okay, so you got to go to Facebook, give us a like while you're there, and then scroll down and see all that cool stuff. And then stay up with it during the week, because I get real busy with all that stuff. Okay, I think that covers all the bases, and we have open phone lines now. If you want a free remote harmonic and energy-shifting session with Jude and Paul, give us a call. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, get that out of the way, and then we'll come back and get right to the phones. But local number 425-373-5527, and toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And by the way, you can send us email throughout the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. The most important part of the show coming up, because without our advertisers, there's no Animal World. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, and we're going to the phones next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You just heard about another one of our great remote workers here on Animal World, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique guy, and he does house calls, and he also does remote work. He'll be here next week in the studio, and if you want to check him out before then, www.nelshealingministry.com, and you can call him to book sessions at 425-238-2668. Go to his website and click on I think it's remote packages and so forth. You can fill out an intake form, and then he'll call you and give you an estimate about what he recommends and that sort of thing. You also heard about Dr. Bill Burlingame and Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. He does great telephone consultations. So anyone around the country or the world can talk to him about the great immune support. And you can give him a call at 425-903-1913, or you can email him about getting the immune tabs, the immune chews, the transfer factor. My Robbie takes his immune tabs every day, and my cats are all on the transfer factor. I'm delighted that they like it mixed in with their raw food. So it's Bill Burlingame, DVM, at gmail.com, or call him at 425-903-1913. And, of course, you know Jude and Paul Ponton, Whispering Dragon. They're in the house today. And the other special thing I don't think we mentioned, that you've added two more sound portals to your website, whispering-dragon.com.
Yes, we already had grounding and abundance portals, and we just added joy and tranquility.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And so you go to the website, and then you can download. You purchase them, but at the minimal cost. And
it's like $12, if you connect with this thing on the website, then it connects with us, and then we send it to you.
There's a PayPal link, and you pay through PayPal, and then PayPal sends us a notice that you've paid, and then we email the link to you.
And then you listen to them every day.
You can make them loop if you wanted to do.
So you could listen over and over and over
meditation
again.
Meditation or background stuff or like that.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. All right. So sound portals at whispering-dragon.com. And let's get to the phones here. We're going back out to my neighborhood. And Cindy, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Jude. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Survived the wind and the rain.
Oh, yeah. How was it out in the Salton Basin? Was it? Did you get a lot of rain?
Yeah, about 2.5 inches. The wind was real windy.
Really? Wow. What, 2.5 inches?
Wowzer.
No wonder they call it the Salton Basin, huh? Did the basin fill up? Geez, that's a lot, and wind. Now I think we had you on the air the last time Jude and Paul were on, and you just want them to tune in and check out your energy and do what you need at this point?
Yeah, that would be great.
Cool. All right, you guys, you're on.
So grounding for starts.
Grounding to start. Okay, that sounds good.
Using the 2-ohm, middle ohm forks, and virtually putting them on points on the bottom of the feet. Around.
So the ohm forks, which are kind of the general forks.
Well, they're grounding and harmonizing and balancing. So
yeah, and those are the ones that when you do initial class and teaching people acutonics and stuff, you start with the ohm forks, right?
Well, the initial level one class, the ohm forks are part of the forks. Yeah. We teach some other forks as well. But, yeah,
but I mean like the self-care class the doing dog and cat class, it's the ohm forks, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we do talk about other forks in the animal class.
Right, yes.
But yeah.
So I'm going to do the Ren and the Do, Paul.
So these are... these are what are called extraordinary vessels in acupuncture, and they're one of them is the Renmeyer, the conception vessel that runs up the front of the body on the midline, and then the other one is the Dumeyer, the governing vessel that runs up the right up the middle of the back, up the spine.
She's using like the ohm fork, and is that
and then
the new moon?
Yeah, this interval, this combination of forks creates an interval of opening. And so what Jude's doing here is getting in, kind of opening up that channel and accessing it deeply. And now she's,
I think we lost Cindy.
Now she's going to...
But you can still keep working, and hopefully she'll call back. We do have an open line, so... isn't that great? Because Kathy gets everybody's phone number now, so she can try to call her right back. I wonder, she was on hold for quite a while. I hope her battery's okay. If not, we'll just keep up the... Oh, what was that? That was
Venus and full moon.
Venus and full moon.
That was done on the Renmai to nourish the yin energy of the body. And then now she's doing on the Do. Looks like, I think, I can't see the color. Is it Earth Day? Oh, you're opening up the Dumai. So she's doing the new moon fifth interval again.
Well, and I do know these sessions because Cindy has had these remotes on the air with us before. She's one of the ones I told you about that will listen over and over again, and they're very, very powerful for her. So I don't know what you did grounding-wise, but she may...
Yeah, well, the...
Now you got Mars. It looks
Mars
like Mars
and Venus.
Mars
so this
and Venus.
Is yin and yang energy, both male and female energy, balancing yin and yang energy. And she's doing this on the... I think on the Dumai, on the governing vessel, which is the one that goes up the back. So whenever we work with Cindy in past, we tend to go kind of minimal because she responds.
She's so sensitive.
And she responds very, very quickly, so we don't have to do very much.
She gets the Tibetan bowl here. I love those bowls.
Yeah, the energies we work with these forks are all tuned to planetary orbital and rotational frequencies, and traditionally the Tibetan bowls are made with seven metals that correspond to the seven inner planets, and that's why we use, part of the reason we use Tibetan bowls is because they have these planetary correspondences as well, but they also help to create delta and theta brainwave states when you listen to them, and kind of calming and balancing and...
I mean, my feeling is that Kathy was not able to get Cindy again, but my sense is that we probably ran out her battery.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't matter, though. We don't need the phone connection for you be doing what you're doing.
Most of the time when we do remotes, we're not on the phone.
You're not on the phone, yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
It doesn't require that kind of a connection. So, now that's...
So this is Mars and Venus again, but this is an octave above the ones that she was using on those points, and she's using them over the body, kind of in the subtle energy fields over the body. They're generated by the body, but they're higher frequency, and they sit out outside of the physical part of the body.
Oh, now we've got Mercury
and Neptune.
Neptune.
So this has to do with communication and through Mercury, and then Neptune has to do with flow and, you know, Neptune was the god of the sea, right? So it has to do with flow.
Also, Mercury has a correspondence to the nervous system. Right. So the idea here was free flow of nervous system.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, it has to do with communication, but the part of the communication system of the body is the nervous system. So.
And then I'm going to ground again.
And we're going to ground with the...
And now you're using two different sizes of ohm forks. Well, no, now she's got the great big ones.
Yeah, she's using the low octave ohms. This is just a little kind
of
help.
And on the bottom of her feet,
ground the treatment in. Oh, Kathy's got
Cindy, back on line one. There we go. Hey, Cindy.
I'm back.
Well, Jude has been continuing to work on you. She's still working on you.
And she's just winding up here.
She's just finishing up and grounding you now with the bigger ohm forks on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, kind of.
So are you feeling stuff?
I feel a little heavy on the bottom of my feet.
Huh.
That's kind of just more connection to the earth and to grounding.
Yeah, I'm sorry we lost you for a while, but they didn't lose you. Only we lost you on the phone. All right. Oh, so
she's got one more thing.
Something else.
So just because she sort of lost her connection to us, I'm just going to create this little portal so that can all kind of move through.
This is a high frequency new moon fifth to open up in the subtle fields.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
I don't know how much you can hear on the radio with those, but they're high frequency.
Well, you could push that microphone a little closer, and then you wouldn't have to lean into it so much, Jude, when you want to say something. All right, Cindy, so how are you doing?
I'm glad I'm back on the air so I can hear.
Uh-huh. Well, and you can listen again. Because we just continued with the work while you were off the phone for a while. So now Jude's still tuning in.
What I'm kind of doing is just dialing it in a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just a little kind of calibration to make sure that it lines up with Cindy's resonance and her frequencies.
All right.
That feels complete right now.
All right, Cindy, you're good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
And let me know how you do, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right. Well, let's see. We have... is it Kathy or Mike that's saying sometimes Paul, it's a little hard to hear you. So if you can get a little closer to your microphone,
my voice is a little weak this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Is that better?
I think that's better. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Kathy's nodding. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So we do have another caller, but we're right up towards the top of the hour. So I'm saying, why don't we? Can we end just a smidge early, Mike? And yeah, I think we can do whatever we want as long as it's not 9 or noon. We have to be on time. So looks like Nakia, hold on, and let's close out this first hour. Fire up the new one, and then you'll be the first on the line as soon as we get rolling in the second hour, and we'll get going with you and anyone else that wants to get in line. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And if you want to shoot us an email anytime, it's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton and Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.